But it's not just that, unfortunately. It's like vaccines. I'm just reading about vaccines. It's horrible. But anyway, but you were saying vaccines, yeah, don't vaccinate. Vaccines don't work. There's no science behind it. And the corporate, you know, and under Reagan, they signed a thing that's like, hey, if anything goes wrong, the vaccine companies don't have to pay. The government does. So it's unbelievable.
Well,
so,
what, now, I mean, you're, now,
you lost me at vaccines.
You lost me there.
Okay, exactly. Yeah, I lose everybody in vaccines, but let me just take a look at it. I brought a book.
I was with you till vaccines.
He brought a book.
Because there's...
Because, look, I got a vaccine.
All right, well, hang on. Let's take a break.
I got a vaccine book right here. Vaccines don't work. Take a look.
Let's take a break. Okay, so one book says they don't work.
No. I've got
the rest of the medical science. No.
There's no medical science at all. You've never read anything. There's no medical science behind any vaccine.
You know nothing about me, sir, about not reading anything.
You've read nothing about vaccines. I can just tell.
You haven't read this book.
I certainly haven't read that
book. By a doctor.
Oh, a doctor. Oh, they found a doctor. How about that?
Okay. How about there's been never any... I'm just reading about it. There's never been one... They don't research the stuff. They research themselves... They don't work.
Well, that's just wrong.
No,
but
it's not wrong. You don't know.
You're insane.
Smallpox.
Yes.
Pretty much eradicated from the face of the earth because of smallpox vaccination.
Not true. That's mythology.
What, did we pray
that's,
it away?
That's
what
doctor. That's doctor.
Oh, it's a conspiracy theory.
It's not a conspiracy theory. That's just not true. Happens is diseases run cycles. Polio runs cycles, and the polio vaccine. If you look it up under, Jonas Salk under the polio vaccine, you look it up. What happens is read about it. It runs its course. When it gets to the end of its course, it's done. So that's why they had to rush the polio vaccine to market and, before it ran out. I know, because you guys want to believe. I know. You guys are.
Yeah, because they really got rich on the polio vaccine. That's why they rushed it to market.
They did. They did get rich. You laugh, but they did get rich. Billions of dollars rich.
When we come back, let's talk about your TV series.
Let's
show.
Do.
Let's talk. Well, no, let's not talk about that.
All right.
I didn't even know it was going to get picked up.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to find. Listen, we have to take a break here. Now, if you want to hear more, find out more about what Rob Schneider thinks about vaccinations.
Dr. Julian Whitaker, you can look him up, the Whitaker Clinics. And also, there's this great book on it I'm reading
it's
right now.
It's called The Vaccination Guide, Risks and Benefits.
Yeah.
I mean, and benefits for children and adults.
Yeah, you have to weigh them.
Randall Neustadter.
You can spell it, though. Just look up the vaccine guide online, and there's some good websites for people, because they don't give you the practical information about what the benefits and costs and the potential downsides to doing vaccines so close to such small kids.
This must be an excellent book. It cost almost $19.
Wow. Yeah.
That's how you can tell.
All right, Rob, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Rob.